We are reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the article Matan Torah. We are in item 12. You can find it on Kabbalah for the Student, page 246. Also, you can ask questions on Kab.tv. We are on Kabbalah for the Student, page 246, item 12.
Yes, good. Well, let's continue, and later we'll see how we understand it. Maybe we need to go back a little. Maybe we should start with 11. Yes.
Item 11. Now, we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cleave unto him in its true appearance. This exaltedness and dvikut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work and in Torah and mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here, as we have said above, that pleasure is only the equivalence of form with its maker. And when we equalize in every conduct with our root, we sense delight. Also, everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as is necessitated by that concept. And we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root. Item 12. These were the words of our sages when they asked, why should the Creator mind whether one slaughters at the throat or at the neck, the back of the neck? After all, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people. And that cleansing means the cleansing of the turbid body, which is the purpose that emerges from the observation of all the Torah and mitzvot. A wild ass shall be turned into a man, because when one emerges out of the bosom of creation, one is in utter filth and loneliness, meaning a multitude of self-love that is imprinted in him, whose every movement revolves solely around himself, without a shred of bestowal upon others. Then, one is at the farthest distance from the root, on the other end, since the root is all bestowal without a hint of reception, whereas the newborn is in a state of complete self-reception, without a hint of bestowal. Therefore, his situation is regarded as being at the lowest point of lowliness and filth in our human world. The more he grows, the more he receives from his environment portions of bestowal upon others, depending on the values and development in that environment. And then one is initiated into keeping Torah and mitzvot for the purpose of self-love, for reward in this world and in the next world, called Lo Lishma. Since one cannot be accustomed any other way. As one grows, he is told how to keep Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, which is with an aim solely to bring contentment to his Maker. As the Rambam said, women and children should not be told of keeping Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, because they will not be able to bear it. But when they grow and acquire knowledge and wisdom, they are taught to work Lishma. It is, as our sages said, from Lo Lishma one comes to Lishma, which is defined by the aim to bring contentment to one's Maker, and not for any self-love. Through the natural remedy of the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, Lishma, which the giver of the Torah knows, as our sages wrote, the Creator says, I have created the evil inclination, I have created for it the Torah as a spice. Thus, that creature develops and marches upward in degrees of the above-spoken exaltedness, until he loses all remnants of self-love, and all the mitzvot in his body rise, and he performs all his actions only to bestow. So even the necessity that he receives flows in the direction of bestowal, so he can bestow. This is why our sages said, the mitzvot were given only to cleanse people with.
Meaning, if it weren't for the will to receive that we rise above, we wouldn't have any kli. We wouldn't have any kli to feel the desire to bestow the Creator as sweet, as filling, as so, as something that we would expect, that we'd look forward for and love. Meaning specifically, since He is contradicted and opposite and building for us opposite forms in His depth, in His tremendous power, from that we have the attainment of bestowal and love and the greatness of the upper force. Questions?
No.
Well?
So the question is, Rav, according to Kabbalah, what is Lishma? What is bestowing? Today we know there are many people who think that I'm giving, I'm bestowing, I'm caring. What does it mean to bestow according to Kabbalah? Lishma.
I can't explain that. In our world, what to bestow is, you know, anyone can say. I go on the street and someone asks for charity and I give him. There's some elder person, I help him across the street. There's all kinds of actions that I could do. Also the fact that we say thank you, please, to one another. There are also actions of bestowal. Yes, from the smallest to the greatest. But that has nothing to do with real bestowal, because all of that is done from within the will to receive of ours. And if it's from our will to receive, it's not bestowal. It's a desire to receive that's carrying out actions of reception, only that we, because we all live inside the will to receive, we seemingly think about them as they are acts of bestowal. But in truth, there's nothing of bestowal in them, but only concealed reception. To do actions in order to bestow, we are not capable. We don't know what that is. We don't know. Because for that, you need to first restrict our will to receive, to rise above it, meaning to acquire forces that are above our will to receive, forces of bestowal, and with those forces, carry out actions, and then it will be to bestow. And those actions are called spiritual actions. And that which we receive in those actions, in those desires, which are truly desires to bestow to others, it will be called the next world, the spiritual world, or the Creator. That's how it is. Questions? Yes?
He writes here that from lo lishma, one comes to lishma.
Here we're really talking about how we get from to true acts of bestowal, which are called lishma. So by entering into actions that are lo lishma, that are not for lishma. Lo lishma means all kinds of preparations that I do according to the way the Kabbalist wrote for me. and meticulously as I try to realize them and carry them out. And then from Lolishma, from such actions of bestowal, so-called false bestowal, but in advancement to spirituality, I enter into actual spiritual actions.
How to hasten this?
All the actions are only in the ten, only in the ten, only in the connection. Only in connection.
And you can control doing more than that, or what's possible through the light is what can be done. Let's say we work in Lolishma and we wait for the light to work.
Also actions of Lolishma and also actions of Lishma are only through the reforming light. Actions of Lolishma are also spiritual actions on their own, but the results are not yet spiritual. Meaning that I want to come to bestowal, and I'm trying to work in the group and to invest in them with all that the Kabbalists tell me. And I feel that I'm somehow, somewhat advancing towards that, but with that, I also discover that my actions are still not in pure bestowal. Yes.
So then what do we add here? If I make actions and I discover that...
You add and you add, just like in school, you need to learn how to execute them in the right way.
What does it mean in the right way?
For them to truly be in order to bestow. For them to be mitigated with the desire, with the your nature. You need to receive the other nature. It's something else. It's like you're clothing in a different body.
In what aspect or what exactly do I need to invest so that this second nature will come?
You need to invest in the society.
Yeah, but we're doing that. What in this effort causes the light to influence more?
Turning to the group and through it to the Creator.
It all depends
on your intention. Yeah. And in this work, the most important thing is to grow the importance of the Creator in the eyes of the creature. Until you start to discover that these actions that you do are for you reward. Just like you take the suitcase. It's 100 kilos of a suitcase, but all of a sudden you see that you have the strength and you're carrying it. You're not even carrying it. It's like you're taking it. It's like a gift. It's like a flower, you know, that you're holding in your hands.
Again, there's like a loop in the action here that we invest in the group. And why do we invest in the group? In order
to bring this flower to the Creator.
But this needs to be through the environment, the society as well.
Yes.
Where does it flip then? Because it's always...
Nothing flips here. Nothing inverts here. It's the Creator's in the society.
And where is the address to Him? If it's always...
To begin with, we're turning to Him. Otherwise, the address, the appeal is with the wrong intention.
And the address can be false in the beginning? That's what we're saying?
Yes, of course. It's not false in that. It's the right action. That's why I said it's a spiritual action, but the result is corporeal. What does that mean? I want to bestow to Him. I want to give to Him. For what? For what you want to do this? And later it gets figured out that it's for myself. But between me and myself, you're included in an action of bestowal through the group. You're evoking the reforming light. And despite the fact that you're in the intention in order to receive that light that you're awakening through your action, influences your intention. Listen.
So the action awakens light and it influences the intention. First, it neutralizes me from the intention to receive.
The action does not influence the intention. The action influences the Creator. The action through the society influences the Creator. And then light emerges once again through the society and comes to you and corrects for you your intention. You have no possibility to correct your own intention, your own cunning intention, unless you do it this way.
So, first, the action of the light over the intention is that it neutralizes from self-reception and then also adds intention to bestow.
That's already later. For the time being, let it not be in order to receive. I now, for the time being, need to clean myself from all those vessels of reception so they'll all be neutralized from receiving a reward, an egoistic reward, and then, in order to bestow already. Chaim?
Rav, if the Creator is in the group, in the friends, what am I asking him for?
You're asking of him for your actions to be truly acts of bestowal. And what is an act of bestowal? It's just a sentence. Yes. But this sentence is realized relative to me to be in bestowal. It means that I'm asking for the friends.
But he is the friends.
The friends that are in my ten. I'm asking from him for my friends, for my brethren and my brothers and pals.
But he is actually the friends.
No. You're getting confused. It's not. He's not this. This is the Kli and this is the light. I am asking from him, from the light, from the force of bestowal, to help us be together, all of us, so that we can be a rest for him. I'm not getting confused between the friends and the Creator. Okay? Yes.
Bob, if I know, first of all, that I am aimed at the reforming light, and it's at the end of the action, so if I aim at the light at every action, is that called Lishma? If I aim at the end result, which is the greatest light, is that called Lishma?
No. It has nothing to do with Lishma or Lo Lishma. I don't know what it means to be aimed to the end of the act. That in the end I'll receive some good reward. Simply, well,
the end result in the initial thought that we all become as one man and one heart and give the Creator room for his greatness.
Well, let's say.
From this, I'm aimed at some actions of Lo Lishma that eventually bring me to Lishma. But if I'm directing myself towards the final result in every action to draw the light that reforms, as a result of that, we can say that these actions take us to Lishma, for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of bestowal.
You're adding so many words that you're getting confused. Where do you know? For the sake of the heavens or not for the heavens? For what? Yes, you get to acts of bestowal. Be a little bit more precise. Okay, well, why don't you continue?
Item 13. There are two parts in the Torah. One, mitzvot between man and God. And two, mitzvot between man and man. And they both aim for the same thing, to bring the creature to the final purpose of dvekut with him. Furthermore, Even the practical side in both of them is really one and the same. Because when one performs an act lishma, without any mixture of self-love, meaning without finding any benefit for himself, then one does not feel any difference whether one is working to love one's friend or to love the Creator. This is because it is a natural law for any being that anything outside one's own body is regarded as unreal and empty. And any movement that a person makes to love another is performed with a reflected light and some reward that will eventually return to him and serve him for his own good. Thus, such an act cannot be considered love of another because it is judged by its end. It is like rent that finally pays off. However, the act of renting is not considered love of another. But making any kind of movement only as a result of love for others, without any spark of reflected light, and no hope for any kind of self-gratification in return, is completely impossible by nature. It is written in the Tikkuni Zohar about that with regard to the nations of the world. Every grace that they do for themselves. This means that all the good deeds they do, either towards their friends or towards their God, are not because of their love for their friends, but because of their love for themselves. And that is because it is completely unnatural. Therefore, only those who keep Torah and Mitzvot are qualified for it, because by accustoming themselves to keeping Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring contentment to their Maker, they gradually depart from the bosom of the natural creation and acquire a second nature, being the above-mentioned love of others. This is what brought the sages of the Zohar to exclude the nations of the world from loving their fellow person, when they said, every act of grace that they do for themselves, because they are not involved in keeping Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. And the only reason they serve their gods is for reward and salvation in this world and in the next. Thus, their worship of their gods is because of self-love too, and they will never perform an action that is outside the boundaries of their own bodies, for which they will be able to lift themselves even a wisp above their basic nature.
Shailot. No, Niv.
Questions? Well, Niv?
When we want to organize a society, not of people who are Kabbalah students, to organize them in a way of bestowal, that they will be in alignment with the laws of nature. They also work for the society. We don't say they work for the Creator. They work for other, for the fellow man.
Yes.
Why will there be a change there in their inner values that will bring them closer to bestowal?
Because they're in your education and you're influencing them?
What does that mean that I influence them?
They're not turning to the Creator. They're coming to you. Because they understand that you can bring forth good to them in a corporeal manner. And you are in a degree that connects them to the Creator. You have a business with the Creator, a connection with Him, as you can receive from Him the reforming light for them. And you bring this reforming light for them, to them, even though they don't want it and can't. You're not doing it like the way the Creator does for you, where He bestows through you through the light. You're bestowing to them through all kinds of corporeal actions, which are managed by you, We sort of organize ourselves, we study, we learn, and then by managing it in this way, the form of bestowal comes forth through them. You connect to them. You connect with them like Galgal Ta'inayim does with a chap. And then the lights from you come to them, even without their knowledge. Without their knowledge, like Baal HaSulam writes about the nations of the world. Because you're already connected to them in one system of Adam HaRishon. And it's sufficient that you are in connection with them and the Creator in order for the light from the Creator to come through you to them, to all the rest of the Kelim of people. And then, also, to the animals, the degree of animal, and vegetated, and the still. Also, you will start to see how from your actions, there will be a nice order and correct order in the world and the ecology and the climate and all those things. All of a sudden there'll be birds in the desert and fish in the waters and everything will be arranged nicely and well until you discover that a wolf becomes a friend of a lamb. Where does that come from? From the fact that through you the light will influence the degree of people and then animal, vegetative, and inanimate. And there won't be tsunamis and volcanoes erupting and hurricanes. Everything will be the Garden of Eden. You don't have to go up to the next world, to the Garden of Eden. You simply build here everything. And there's no death, and there's no angel of death controlling the world, not in corporeality and not in spirituality. And all of that, by those who have an inclination towards connection with the Creator, who are thinking of all the people of the world and arrange and correct that connection with them. Everything will connect. Yes?
In the big Congress that we're going to be in, we're going to be with all the world Kli, people who are speaking the same language and are always with us. In the evenings, however, we will be with relatively new people who didn't hear much about us and only are getting to know us. How do you see the right combination in a way that will fit both audiences?
The goal is one. And the audience is more or less in the same trend, the same direction. Why are we inviting them? Because today we're in a world that is completely already drawn to the disclosure of evil. The disclosure of evil is really close to correction and doing good. Depart from evil, you discover the evil, and then the will to receive becomes get away from the evil, and then that will to receive you extend to doing good. You seek how to do that. So in what way can I be good? That's why we can invite the whole audience that's in the land of Israel. If it was up to me, I would invite the whole world in general. All 7-8 billion people that can enter and to be incorporated in all that we are talking about, the correction of the world. Because if Kabbalists in the times of the Ari, and moreover in the times of Baal HaSulam, talk about the fact that the world has come to the last generation and correction, we certainly have to carry that out. And mainly, I don't see that there is any group of Kabbalists studying Kabbalah. I hear there are dozens of groups that do this. I heard of, I don't know them, but all kinds of different manners of studying. So there is no group like ours, I think, that cares for such broad, diversified, and distant audiences. So I would invite them all.
Sure, to invite we will. We'll do everything for that everyone will come. But let's say there is 6,000 or 7,000 people, out of which, I don't want to say numbers, I don't know, half or more or whatever, are people who are with us for many years, and a smaller part are people who maybe are hearing you for the first time.
Well, so what? Well, what's the question?
Because now you explained to Niv how we need to speak differently to other people.
We are in one world. The world is very threatening at the moment upon us. We don't know what will happen. We started a year and everyone's asking, will we live, exist till the end of the year or not? What will happen throughout this year? 2018 was a year that revealed to us in a clear manner that humanity will not have it good. Despite the fact that we're developing in technology and in agriculture and all kinds of things, a regular, simple person is not getting any good from this. On the contrary, salaries around the world are in descent. All of the things are in descent, except for the fact that the elites up there, that 1/1000th of the people, is taking everything. And also they're taking it in the way of money. What do they have from it? And all the rest are being damaged by this. That's why we can, on that background, where everyone understands that the future is not pink and not rosy and not secure, that's for sure, and that there's what to do, that there's a way to add. If they could hear that there's what to add, then already they have a reason to come. We just need to advertise it in the correct way, and that's why we have a connection today with all the people in the world, because everyone is in one plate. We're all eating out of the same plate here.
Is there any reason to advertise that the situation is not good, or only how things will be good?
No, how it will be good. If I want to advertise that, then we have to advertise that the trend is obviously negative in anything, in whatever you say. Also in our inner feelings, as security, happiness, calm, peacefulness, and all that. And also in our incomes and all the other things, relations between people and everything. We look at everything is in deterioration, in descent, and there are many disappointments. Now, there is a method that talks about the fact that we can overcome over everything. Also the salaries, also the security, also the good future for our children and against crime and everything, no matter what. There's a method, it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's being revealed because we are in this state specifically, in order to help us with this, and look at what's written there, to bring a few beautiful verses that are short, not too biblical in their speaking, in their or seminary in their way, and that they can talk to a person's heart, and that's how we will attract them.
A person who will see such an advertising will agree that his state is bad, that the situation is bad?
The trend is clear. The trend is clear, and it's clear that no government is going to do some kind of revolution and for the good. It looks the opposite of that. That's why it's true that the people of Israel knows how to close their eyes, and like children, they say, there's nothing, it doesn't exist. No, there's no wolf. But we need to know how to open their eyes a little. We're not coming to frighten people. We don't need that, but to say that it could be better. Yes, Dudi.
With what such a person needs to come out of the Congress?
What does he have to come out of the Congress with? With that feeling of confidence that there's a body in Israel that cares for this, and if he joins this body, he's truly buying for himself a measure of security, and it's like you're putting something away for the future.
But this body is not going to take care of his kids or his economics or
no, whatever. Not corporeally. Corporeally, nobody can supply anything to anyone. We know that already. What did I want to say? The last few years, gave us an absolute scrutiny. Although you can grow vegetables and fruits and meat and everything, you can do that in a way that you don't have to invest anything in it. It's really, it's like that. It's becoming, it's a wonder. 8 billion, and you can feed them all. How much food is being thrown out? How much clothing and all that? That 100 years ago, it was like a true, what each and everyone thought, when will I be able to eat this tomato with my piece of bread? Today, even though there are riches in the world, the whole world is deteriorating. Meaning that the technological addition, the economical additions, the addition in integration of all sorts of ways is not giving the regular person any addition to life. It's not giving us riches. Not health and not wealth. And therefore, we need to explain this. That the problem is not that there is in the society, the society has everything. You have an abundance. They can throw it to the sea. You have billions of money, tons of gold, and whatnot. And the regular person won't have how to be alive, to sustain himself. Meaning there has to be a change in our social relations and our attitude towards each other. That's what everything depends upon. Because we've come to a state where we could feed the whole galaxy. Let the aliens come and we'll let them eat too. There's no problem. It's not clear how much we have. Where else in the world is there a place now, a lack of something? Just put money there. And we'll supply whatever you want. What do you want? 100,000 tons of meat, we'll have it tomorrow. No problem. We'll bring a jumbo jet, and tomorrow you'll have meat right there. What? Vegetables? Please. Clothes? Please. Medicine? Please. Whatever you want. The only problem is there's no connection between people, and therefore we're all suffering. So this is where we need to correct the society. And with this, we're turning to people. Specifically in the Israeli society, where have you seen such a thing? Where it's so divided, so cut up and divided, and so, what a way of living. Well, you already know how to add to that. And for the time being, we...
Thanks to the viewers on television, have a good day. The fundamental course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, you're invited for an introductory event before a course opens in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. You can register in advance, 1-700-519-209 or kab.co.il for details. Connecting to the Good Life, the World Kabbalah Convention. You're all invited to the World Kabbalah Convention taking place in Tel Aviv between February 19th through the 21st. Registration is open. Be quick. For details, go to kab.co.il. And let's sing a song.
בעולם לכל אחד שמור מקום מיוחד בנשמה בהגשמה כמו מופע בקונצרט מפסנתר עד קלרינט לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד יש הרי Shit.